This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. So far in Israel, the elections for prime minister are deadlocked.
The exit polls were announced at 10 p.m. just as the polls closed in Israel. Based on all three exit polls, Netanyahu is not able to form a majority coalition of 61 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. Likud cabinet minister Tzachi Hanegbi said he believed Netanyahu's chances will improve as the final votes are counted. He said he still believes Netanyahu has the best chance of forming a government. Once final results are in, Netanyahu's president will consult with the leaders of each of the parties and recommend either Netanyahu or Gantz to try to put together a government. So far, it doesn't look like either the right wing or the center-left will be able to do that. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Storm Imelda has weakened into a tropical depression. That's according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center on Tuesday, adding that heavy rains and life-threatening flash flooding will continue to spread inland over southeast Texas during the next day or two. The depression was located about 5 miles north of Houston, packing maximum sustained winds of 35 miles per hour. That's according to the Miami-based weather forecaster. On the forecast track, the center of Imelda will continue to move farther inland across eastern Texas Tuesday night and Wednesday, according to the NHC. Again, Imelda weakening into now a tropical depression, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP Sagar Magani reports that the Russia probe continues in Congress.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I am respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. He tweeted from Air Force One, such a beautiful opening statement. Thank you, Corey. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New developments on the U.S.-China trade negotiations. We get more from VOA's Jeff Custer.
An official Chinese news agency says a deputy finance minister will lead a delegation to the American capital to pave the way for the 13th round of negotiations, but has given no details of their agenda. The move follows conciliatory gestures by both sides ahead of the October talks on their fight over trade and technology, which threatens to dampen global economic growth. Two governments have both raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods, causing hardship, notably in the farming and manufacturing sectors. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has declined to meet with the Solomon Islands prime minister after the nation cut ties with Taiwan in favor of China this week. That's according to a senior administration official on Tuesday. It had asked Pence to meet during a phone conversation in July to discuss development partnerships. According to Reuters, speaking on the condition of anonymity, the meeting was to have taken place on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York. But the decision by the Solomon Islands to change its diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to the People's Republic of China has consequences. They're hurting historically strong relationship by doing this, according to that official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The United States believes Saturday's attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities originated in southwestern Iran, according to a U.S. official. Three officials speaking to Reuters said the attack involved both cruise missiles and drones, indicating the attack involved a higher degree of complexity and sophistication than initially thought. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.